Hallelujah. Miracles never cease. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I was reading Hebrews chapter 6 this week, and verse 12 says, "Then you will not become spiritually dull and indifferent." And I just made myself a quick Evernote in that. And I said, I'm just putting this so I don't miss it, Lord, and I'm waiting on you for more. But dull and indifferent just was a, it just was. It was a eye-opening thought. Now, before that, he said, our great desire is that you will keep on loving others as long as life lasts, in order to make certain that what you hope for will come true. Then you will not become spiritually dull and indifferent. Instead, you will follow the example of those who are going to inherit God's promises because of their faith and endurance. If we put our faith into action, then our hope will remain alive. And if our hope remains alive, then we won't become dull and indifferent. If we get caught up in the timing of God's answers to prayer, and if it seems that he's not, you know, even, we sing that song, even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. This is the hope that we have, and when we have that hope, then our fulfillment comes from time with him. And as I was writing the devotional, it just occurred to me that when we pray, we have been with Jesus. It isn't how long we pray, but when we pray, we can say, I've been with Jesus. That's pretty exciting when you think about it. I'm not just talking to him, I've been with him. You know, having a little talk with Jesus is good, but being with him is better. And we are hoping, thinking, when Vicki's all well, still of going to Tennessee. And, you know, I'm okay with Marco Polo's. I can see him, but still it's not like being with the grandchildren. And being with Jesus is more than enough. And being with Jesus settles in our hearts our prayer, because we've been with Jesus. We've been with him. And what a privilege that is. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And to know that we are with him and he is with us when we pray, we've been with him. Well, just time with him is more than enough. I've been with Jesus. I've committed it to him. I've left it with him. I know that he cares for me. And that's good. That's enough. That's enough. It's more than enough. Jesus comes to be with me. He comes to be with you. And so he comforts you with comfort that you can comfort others with. And keeping our awareness of what we've got going on with the Lord is what will keep us. We don't want to become dull and indifferent. Remember, we talked back a few weeks ago about it matters. It matters spending time with Jesus. It matters fellowshipping together. It matters. And the comfort that God gives us, then it's good enough. It's enough. You see, otherwise we can fall into the place where if we become dull and indifferent, we become questioning of God, we become doubtful of God, and we become deceived. Because we put our confidence and our hope in the answer to our prayer rather than putting it into our relationship and our presence with God. I have been with Jesus. And I will make you a promise, he says. And I will bless you, he says. And we can look at the Bible and we can read in that Bible amazing things that God did. And we can read some things in there that we wish he wouldn't have done. You know? But if we place our faith on, or our doubt on, those things that God has done that don't line up with what we like, well, then we begin to question. If we begin to question, we begin to doubt. And when we begin to doubt, we become targets for deception, to be deceived, to lose track of the promises that God has made, to lose track of him being enough. His grace is sufficient. He's a shield about us. He's the glory and the lifter of our heads. He's all of these things. And all of these things, if we keep our hearts and minds set on them, then we aren't going to become dull and indifferent to God. Because time spent with him is enough. If our relationship with him is based only on results that we want to see, well, we're not going to be happy all the time. You know, we want to be instantly healed. We want to be instantly delivered. We want to be, you know, set free. We want. And we want it every time to be the same way that it was last time, if last time was successful. But God wants us to keep loving him. God wants us to keep relationship with him so alive that relationship with him is more than enough. And his promises are more than enough. So that we can say that we have cast our cares upon God. Why? Because we know that he cares for us. We know that he cares for us. And we need to know that, and we need to stand on that. You know, we live in paradise. We do. We keep saying that. Well, we live in a place that is pretty well protected from a lot or all of the nonsense. We really do. And we can be grateful for that, but at the same time, we don't want to become dull and indifferent to the things that are going on in other places. so that we cease to take a stand against those things. Because just because those things aren't here, they are real. And so we take our stand. And when we take our stand, then our stand is in Christ. It's in him. Brother Fred said, we have authority. We are under his authority, and that's what gives us authority. And he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. He has given it to us. And so, as Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that is within you. Get it going. You know, if you find yourself dull, getting dull, getting indifferent, get out of that in a hurry. Get out of that in a hurry. Get back up on top of your walk with God. Get back up on top of your joy. Get up back on top of your peace. Get back on top of that rest. As Judy said, I feel like the Lord is saying, there's a rest for us. Enter the rest. Rejoice. For the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. When we are with God, we come away from it mighty. We come away from it mighty. We come away from it comforted. We come away from it complete. We just have to speak to ourselves. We have to remind ourselves. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and prayer, you know, and speaking to yourself, reminding yourself, this is the greatest thing on earth. This is the greatest thing that could ever be. You know, the greatest thing. You can be with God anytime you want to. He'll never leave you or forsake you. But when you talk to him, you come into his presence. You've been with God. It is comforting to know that he's always with us, that he's always watching over us, that he'll never leave us, that he'll never forsake us. But it's also comforting to know that when we call upon the Lord, he hears us. I've been with Jesus. I've been with Jesus. When I say good morning, Lord, I've been with Jesus. I've been with Jesus. I just leapt in my spirit today to think, hey, I've been with Jesus. What have you been doing? I've been with Jesus. I've been with Jesus. What a privilege. What a privilege. That he would He would. What a privilege. What a privilege. For example, there was God's promise to Abraham. Since there was no one greater to swear by, God took an oath in his own name saying, I will certainly bless you. I will certainly bless you. And I will multiply your descendants beyond number. I will certainly bless you. And then Abraham waited patiently and received what God promised. Now, we've read the whole book and we recognize that maybe he wasn't real patient, but he waited and he received the promise. So if we wait, we'll receive the promise, right? We'll receive the promise. We go on living. Now when people take an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it, and without any question, that oath is binding. God also bound himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. He will never change his mind. He will never change his mind. He isn't going to change his mind about you. He isn't going to change his mind. He isn't going to change his mind about caring for you. He just won't change his mind. He bound himself by a promise. I am God. There is none like me. He said, you're going to know this. Now, to some people in the Old Testament, he said, you're going to know that I'm the Lord. You know, I'm praying that on Tuesday there's a whole bunch of people that know that he's the Lord. Amen. That they will vote. That vote will reveal what honors God. You know, I realize that, well, I realize that it's quite possible that God might think people need to learn a little more, but I'm praying that he will think that we're quicker studies and that he will accomplish those great things. But the thing is that he will do what he's promised, and so we will be living in the promise. We can stand on that. We don't need to get dull, discouraged, desensitized. We just need to rejoice in the Lord. And so we rejoice in advance. We praise the Lord in advance. We praise the Lord because he's good. He's always good. All the time, he's good. Everything isn't good, but he's good. And we just, in that moment, we have moved in and we've been with Jesus. We've worshiped and we've been with Jesus. We've heard him and shared what he said. That we've been with Jesus. We just had a morning with Jesus. What a glorious thing that is, to spend time with Jesus. To have enough faith to believe you just spent time with Jesus. To have enough confidence to declare, I've been with Jesus. You understand that those things impress God. Because that's what we want, is time with Jesus. Yes, we certainly love our prayers being answered. We do. And he says that we should pray. And so we'll do that. But better than that, we love time with Jesus. I love time with Jesus. I just love time with Jesus. I love to worship him. I love to trust him with no strings attached. Because truly, if all we're looking for is his answers to our prayers, then we fall short of the glory of God. We pray because he says to pray. But we don't judge him by the speed or the lack thereof of his answers. We look and we see that he kept his word, he kept his promises, he did everything that he said he would do, that Jesus came, Jesus died, he raised Jesus from the dead. That's where our hope and our confidence are. That's what keeps us from becoming dull and indifferent. Because you know, you've seen people that are pretty indifferent to prayer. Why should I bother? I prayed before and nothing happened. How do we know nothing happened? How can we say nothing happened? We don't know everything. How can we say that God didn't just set that baby up? How can we say? We can't. We don't know, but we know him. That's why he established things in such a way that we would have a relationship with him. So guard against being dull or indifferent. Watch yourself. If you happen to notice yourself thinking, I prayed and I haven't had an answer. Oh, remind yourself, but I was with Jesus. I was with Jesus. Isn't that what they said about the disciples? They weren't brilliant. They weren't educated, but they had been with Jesus. Let it be said of you, you've been with Jesus. How come you got joy? You've been with Jesus. How come you got hope? You've been with Jesus. How come you've got confidence? You've been with Jesus. Amen? Amen. So, Father, that's what we commit ourselves to being with you. And we decree that we will not become dull and indifferent, and that we will encourage others not to be dull and indifferent, and encourage others that, hey, if you pray, you've been with Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Bless your people here. Bless all who will hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.